The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we trust our Father to help us to follow tonight. This moment is, how did Peter put it? To put you in remembrance. That's what the Lord is doing at this time. And Peter said he will never be tired of doing that as long as he's in the flesh. If Peter said that, then you know how important that phase of life is for all the churches, for all the believers, especially for those who are obtained like precious faith, like us. I think you know those Wednesdays, what they have obtained like precious faith. Those who are practicing the faith of Christ. You can be in church. You can be in church. You can believe in Jesus. You can be doing church things and not really be exposed to faith of Christ. Amen. Are we in the house, please? All churches are bear the name of Jesus Christ. But it's not everywhere for now that I've grasped that full reality of the person called Christ. Say amen. Or to know Christ as Christ is, that is in Jesus. I think there was something I was saying here, that when Jesus left the body, Christ remained. When Jesus left the body, Jesus came through the flesh to show you how you can be in the flesh and trap that being called Christ. So it's clear that Jesus has not always been God from the womb. No. As some suppose that baby in the manger is God. No. It's not God. It's the seed of God. It's the seed of God that God intends to grow or raise in the midst of men. Or else, there won't be need for God to command the Father to take him out of the city because Herod will kill him. Can Herod kill God? Herod can kill God. So that baby is not God. It's an old theology that is not supporting the mystery of Christ in the flesh. If anybody does not teach that Christ was manifest in the flesh, it's an antichrist. So, can you see that? Amen. So it was a wrong doctrine not to teach how Christ appeared in the flesh. He didn't appear in the manger. It took time for him to appear. The baby manger grew up for Christ to show. And that is a major, who is a liar, but he that denied that Jesus is the Christ. Okay, this is a part, antichrist, but that he came in the flesh, came in that one. For us, then these verses are entering into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. It's also an antichrist. Who confesseth not, or teacheth not, that confesses, who teach not So it's another sect of Christianity that already existed in the day of apostle. Amen. Who does not teach how Jesus came in the flesh? They were teaching Jesus as God straight. Something will be lost. Are we in the house, please? Amen. Because the reason why he came in the flesh is to show to us the pathway, our flesh can be upgraded. Our flesh can become a flesh that God can accept. The same flesh that God says he will not glory him in his presence. That same flesh can appear before God. Just like the high priest who bring in blood. But when we bring in the body of the animal, when you get to the holy place, what will show there as flesh is bread. So it means joining from the outer court into the holy place has changed the flesh to bread. It's a journey. It's a growth. Say amen. Amen. So there was that sect at that time who were emphasizing that Jesus is not coming in the flesh. That is a spirit. It's God. And if that is the case, then salvation will not be attainable. So issue of soul salvation will not be necessary. Can you see that? Amen. So every spirit, every anointing, every person that carries spirit that does not emphasize this. And that's why when you stay on new Christian realities too much, you will tend there. As vital that new Christian reality is as a beginning point, if you stay there and affirm it alone. If you affirm and stay there and affirm it alone and refuse to see how it came in the flesh, then you will have, you'll be an antichrist. It means you won't know how to raise Christ. You will oppose Christ's formation. So people can be born again and be learning this and learning Christ, but the Christ will not be formed in them. They won't reach the end of Christ. Can you see that? And that Christ formation is the same. That is the one thing God wants to get. Is the labor of God, is how the blessing of God, or the blessing of God to Abraham can be received. God made a liar if God promised Abraham a seed, and that seed is not come. So the reason for the law is to raise Christ. So you have denied God, you have made God a liar. That God promised Abraham and his seed. Say amen. I went to the house, please. He shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people. That saving is a future thing. He shall save his people from their sin. So he needs to get to a match to become what can save the people. He must become, you don't offer a seed, you offer a fruit. Amen. What did I say? A fruit. Christ is the seed. It must be a fruit to be offered. Or you say anybody bring a basket on you and bring seed. He said, I want to go home and do offering. He took a basket of tomato seed and he's dancing. What would they say? This guy got a problem. It is fruit you bring. So what God is looking for is precious fruit. Amen. Not precious seed. Precious fruit. So the reason for precious fruit is the reason why God will labor on seed is for the fruit. Are you with me, please? Yes, so it's a vital part of the gospel that must be understood and not be denied. So for Peter, he has to bring the remembrance of the church of that seed. Like precious faith is the seed. Okay? Say amen. Go to that Second Peter. Are you there, Second Peter? Second Peter is a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. So them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you see? So those who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness. So you need righteousness preaching. righteousness of who Christ is must be preached to obtain that faith. So that means it's not the faith of your new birth. It's the faith you obtain because righteousness was revealed. I went in the house, please. That is the faith of Christ. That's the faith that produces Christ. That's the faith that can deliver Christ. That's the faith that can form Christ. So when Christ will be formed in a person, that's the faith that will be whose righteousness will be declared over and over until we learn on his right. So what is the soul learning? Righteousness. That's what the soul is learning. Righteousness. Righteousness. So our Christ can be formed. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? So for Peter, since that is not a simple thing to be done, like I always say, once you cross the Christ Church well, you don't get too much problem again. It's not simply done. Jesus stayed church there for a long time. When I say for a long time, he didn't show them more of himself. You know, already last Sunday from John 14, he said, if you love me, you will do what? You do my command, and my Father will love you. And I will come, I will manifest myself, or show myself. I will show myself. So it means I show myself is I will make more of my righteousness known to you. So it means that in Christ's formation, it's from righteousness to righteousness. That's how Paul put it in Romans chapter 1. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. So more of righteousness is showing of more of Christ. So Christ, if Christ does not show more of himself, you can't capture more of righteousness. That's why you can be born again and church will give you a lot of things to do. In our church, we don't. You know what I'm saying now? It does not require revelation or making known. But before you join the church, while you're outside, you're already observing them. And already learning their do's and don'ts. You know what I'm saying now? And sometimes you stay for a long time to join them because of the do's and don'ts. When you not made up your mind. Before you even came to join them, you have already adjusted to their do's and don'ts. The first time you came to church, you had already looked like them. When it happened. In those days, when that's one of the problems I had with, in the early 70s, with SU, Sister SU. Speaking of, in the early 70s, if you are not putting on that form, you can't be born again. The ladies, the men, already, they already have everything wrote. The way the scarf is tied, the way they walk, the way everything, the figure has been. So there can be every woman, God who made us in differences, even with Kaudoba. So even as a young boy, I have that problem to adjust myself, to tell myself that somebody's. So I will go in, I will come out. Today I will be born again. Tomorrow I will be born again. Well, I eat it for you. Me born again, man. Hey, John. I won't say you are born again. They're over you. Pa! To make you conform like that. Pa, pa, pa on you every day. Every day. Ah. So I came in, killed out many times. Amen. Hallelujah. I went in the house, please. Now, that is not a righteousness that is just on fascia, does not really need revelation of knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's not this righteousness. So, much emphasis was put there at that time on Luke. And those who have the problem with the look more are ladies. And ladies, your hairdo, your scarf, your earring, your skirt shape, flared, and the split, it must be dancing this way. Shall I say that? Nobody must see the way you move inside of it. All of that, your shoe type. You can't just like a shoe on the market. No, there's a shoe type. In fact, combining color, there's a color, some color you must not wear. So, it does not need revelation. Okay? Thank God for the strength God gave to them to still teach the Bible at that time, but the emphasis was not on Christ's revelation. It was in changing behavior. It's to change your behavior. You want your behavior to change. But we discover that from the Spirit that your behavior not change, you know Christ. The real behavior that comes from your nature, not conformation, not just try to agree with the group. But that happens to your inner nature that corrects the way you think, the way you reason, all of that. It cannot happen that way. So you can see, for there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So those who have been justified shall live by the continuous revelation. So if Christ does not show himself more, can you see? So if you love me, you keep my commandments, then I will love you. The Father will love you, and I will show myself. That myself is Christ. I will show myself more. So there's a measure of him that the apostles have known before Jesus left the world there. There's an amount of him they have known in the flesh. So when they're learning, when they were watching, seeing Christ, they were seeing Jesus, they saw a image of Christ in the flesh. Okay? But that image of Christ they're seeing the flesh is too small. That they can't see more of him except he removed his flesh. So flesh was already a veil to understanding. That's why, say amen. Amen. Flesh is already a veil, and that's why sometimes God was saying to me that to me personally, don't talk too much about your experiences. And I think one of the things that people around me have suffered most is that they don't know my experiences. Sometimes when I hear comments of young guys here and there, you know, so I just laugh. You don't know me. I don't teach my experience. And except this, that I pick some of the personal examples here and there these days. I don't. I teach scripture straight. I teach Christ straight. And that's why sometimes in those days it may be difficult to understand my message. Because when I come to talk about myself, you seem to warm up. See, you know what I'm saying? And I see that from Austin Sparks. Not many people like to read Austin Sparks books. Austin Sparks does not teach experience. It teaches pure revelation. And the Lord said to me, said, look at the epistles. How much of experience do you find in the epistles? So when you teach more experience, you look at people who understand more, but they are understanding in the flesh. So when it's time to cross into the realm of things invisible, they can't cross. Because flesh can be a lot of limitation. So when you read books, when there are too much experiences, it seems to understand. But God will never use that same thing. So you can know acts and not know ways. I don't have prayer with anyone. It's God dealing with me and the way he share with me to be able to convey what he has to do through me over the years. So I don't have problem. You come and talk for experience for 1 hour, and we're blessed by it. We thank God by it. There's a level of learning we will do at that level. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But when it comes to knowing more, Jesus wants you to move to the world of knowledge without natural world experiences. So for the apostles, that was a limitation for them. They have known Jesus in the flesh. And Jesus knew that they can't know more of him until he moved out of the flesh into the spirit. That's why you can see Paul asserting in 2 Corinthians 5. Now know we him no more after the flesh. Though we have known. Because Paul also, to an extent, though he was not following Jesus, he was hearing about Jesus. And after he got born again, he still heard about Jesus from the apostles and from those who believed. For days he was with them, and they were telling him Jesus that they saw. So when he moved more to the word of Revelation, they have to cease that thing. Knowing him no more. Can we see? Henceforth, knowing him no more after the flesh. Yet though we have known Christ after the flesh. Yet now, henceforth. Henceforth. From where now to know him? We're not going to relate to it. We're not going to stay much on the gospel experience of Jesus. Not the teaching of Jesus. Those teachings are standing. But those gospel behavior, we're not going to stay there. It can be a veil. It's easier to preach from those places. It's easy to pick Jesus from the gospel and preach from those places. Not like you are teaching kingdom principles. Teaching them the display of gifts, power, all of that. Like we're saying on Sunday that we have more teaching in the gospel than miracles, but we don't see it. So there's a way fleshly things takes our attention. If you write a big book like this one and just pick two experiences there, miracle there, people will remember those things than all you put in all the chapters. That's why you see. That's why you're gonna see when churches are when we preach, we have prayer program, we preach healing experience at the back of it. Three brethren who were healed, who was all of that, who had breakthrough near buying a car, all of that. You see the next meeting, people will be rushing. And for large churches, that's what they did. Amen. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm only saying the word of knowing Christ. Nobody will know Christ via that veil. God, Christ is more than a healer. Say amen. It's more than a deliverer. It's more than all those things. Their world is more than those things. Say amen. And that's why God does not owe us to anoint every servant with those externals. God decides how much grace they put on people on that. He has already did that for Jesus. How God anointed Jesus. Nobody will carry that anointing that way anymore. Nobody. You tell anybody, I'm just in the flesh. Just say it. It is your business. But nobody, because of the messianic assignment, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. No human being, one person, will carry this way. So the special anointing of God upon Jesus for that messianic announcement that Israel will not be able to ignore, that God sent his son. And that's why when we are preaching Jesus and preaching what Jesus can do, we still preach what this thing can do or he has done. If he does today, if he doesn't today, it does not remove that he has done it. God has wrapped up his son like that. He has been done. You can't. Say hey, man. So I'm just trying to say that. So why we can, we can operate those things in terms of wisdom to bring people in, no problem. I'm only saying that when it comes to knowing Christ, that there's a Christ you can know in the flesh. You have to move outside flesh. You have to move outside. I'm feeling good. I have money. You know what I'm saying? You have to go outside everything in the natural area of your life. Or else you won't see him. Yet now, henceforth, now know we him no more. So, for all of the apostles, not only Paul, Paul said, know we. Not the we. It's the apostles. It's know we him no more. When you read down there, you will see that it's talking about those who represent Jesus, the ambassadors. Say amen. Are we on the same page together? So Christ is a mystery. Christ is a wisdom. Christ is a righteousness that God must make known. Say amen. And Christ is a way of life that God must make known. And so Jesus, you see, Jesus must have to see that while we're learning his righteousness, which is faith, we also are learning with commandments. Where the commandment begins, there's commandment of faith. Commandment begins from when you start learning faith. Say amen. Commandment does not start from love, from faith. It's commandment of faith and love, right? Say amen. So when you're learning righteousness and you start to living by the faith of the Son, or the faith of the knowledge of the Son, or the faith of the righteousness of the Son, from there, they start giving commandments of faith. What does it mean? They start giving the lifestyle or the the expected practices of faith. Each time Paul teaches, for example, Paul talks about Barnabas, of whom you receive commandment. So when Paul and Barnabas go to preach, God preaches revelation of Christ. Say amen. He healed from the law, from the prophets, Christ, as certain that Christ, Jesus is Christ. Say amen. But you can see, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluted you and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touch you whom ye received commandments. If he come unto you, receive him. So why? So when Paul teaches, Barnabas is older than Paul in the faith. So he knows the commandment of the prophet and the holy apostles. That also should be in somewhere in Peter. Check for me. Commandment of us, the his prophets and his holy apostles. I just feel that it takes time to understand Christianity. You'll be hearing, you will have an idea. But to understand the body, Paul will stay somewhere for every day teaching these things. That he may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior. So the revelations were actually, you can see that it was in Antioch that the prophets were assembling. So holy prophets is not only those who are prophets of the Old Testament. We also have prophets in the New Testament who were prophets and teachers. Acts 13. Are you with me, please? It was in the place, it was in Antioch that you start seeing prophets assembling. Now there were in the church that was in Antioch, certain prophets and teachers. As Barnabas, can you see that? And Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius the Cyrene, and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. So all of them were all prophets before they became apostles. It was only in Jerusalem that you have the 12 apostles. When the church moved from Jerusalem, it didn't move with the apostles. So it moved with the gifts of the, it was prophets first of all. Prophets are those who are able to see and teach. Prophets who are able to see in the spirit, see Christ in the spirit and teach it. So they were all there before, both Barnabas and Saul were there before God called out Paul, Saul, and Barnabas. And they became apostles. So in their movement, Paul still does much work of prophets. Those are apostles. With an apostolic authority. Why Barnabas do more of commandments of the prophets, of the apostles. Telling them what should be observed from this, what should be observed. Say, hey, amen. Observing of their communion, for example, is by commandments. It's a commandment. Commandment concerning their gathering. Assembly is commandment. That's anywhere they are, they assemble. You will see that in the Old Testament, God gave to Moses trumpets. They had to move for 40 years in the wilderness. They move, they stay. They can stay there for the months, days, months, all of that. From there, they sound alarm again. They move. If you don't move, you are lost. So it tells you that each time we are gathered, it's time for movement. So it's a commandment to be in service. These are faith commandments. Because if you miss services, you will miss journey. You miss journey. So it's not about, oh, we're in church today, and if I miss one service, what is the... No, you don't understand in the spirit. Just see the way they were moving physically. From Egypt to the promised land. That's how we're moving in the spirit in church. So Paul says, this is the manner of some people. That's in Hebrew. As the manner of somewhere. Forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. It means they have not kept the commandments of the apostles. So, I'm only saying that when you start faith learning, from faith learning, there are commandments of faith. When the alarm was sounded, you had the alarm. That Jeremiah said, oh my soul, how did you miss the alarm? That should be Jeremiah 4. Check for me. But my borrowers, I'm pained at my very heart. My heart maketh the noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because thou hast heard, oh my soul, the sound of the trumpet and the alarm of war. My soul, you heard it. So a soul should hear the sound. When you hear the sound is when you are hearing the message. It's when you hear the sound. So when we call for war, you can move for war. So you are hearing. So you see, church today has lost those touches. So if you are not getting, if you don't do it, is when you get to church, when you have breakthrough service, the church is filled. Breakthrough service. Anointing service. That everything of those things is an earthly game. It's not about your spiritual journey. And it's time to learn the spirit, to learn the way of God. You see younger people there, older people, they overgrow it. Because we have not understood that these are signals that we are making right progress, okay? Say, hey man, I was still emphasizing why there's need to emphasize this to bring to remembrance over and over, okay? Okay? Yeah, so, and we cannot be tired of emphasizing over and over. It is then we see this side again, bring it in. So I can see more, to strengthen your baseline, to strengthen your sight in journey. So you're not a log of wood that is trying to be a Christian. You see, you understand what I'm saying now? You are not just a log of wood, just trying to do what they do. No, you're supposed to be within you, lighting for journey. When you are at home, your heart should be interacting with the spirit on the course of your life journey. It's not that you're so down and just coming to church, let's just go to church today. Oh, we are blessed today. That should not be the journey. You every 24 hours you are in the spirit. And you are making conversation with righteousness. So I was saying that for the churches of those of that time, Jesus had to go in the flesh so they can see more of him. Now it is more of him that they should see that he wanted to bring Peter into, that Peter did not have the connection system to come into. It took Paul. Paul was the one who could learn Christ without the flesh. That's why the epistle of Paul is the most difficult epistle. Because it was pure knowledge. Jesus was discussing, was sharing with him what ought the wisdom that happened in death, resurrection. How it has to do with soul, spirit, all of that. All those exchange of transaction of how spirit can take it, soul should respond to it, all of that. He was teaching all those wisdom, which is to him is the real riches of their person. When you say treasure of Christ, that's a treasure. That's a treasure that no unbeliever can learn. If you're not a believer, you cannot learn it. Because it's not interesting to an unbeliever. You must have faith in your heart to start learning the righteousness. That's why he has been made unto us wisdom. Who is made unto us wisdom? Righteousness, can you see? Then sanctification. All those righteousness are the cause of wisdom or treasure. Bible says in that Colossians, in whom are hid? All treasure. So Christ, the Father God, are hid treasure of wisdom and knowledge. Just like you are in the school and they are teaching you about how to make a strong bridge that can carry so on, that they are telling you measurements here, they are telling you length here, they are telling you all of those things. I'm saying, huh? And they are just making signs to you there to see exactly how. We're talking about a massive bridge on the board, they are finishing on the board. And you learn it and you just tell yourself, yes, we can construct it. We can construct it. You have learned the laws, everything there, the laws, the principles there, all of that, you have learned it. In which and on, anybody who is not initiated will look at it. So it's bodu, yaga, 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 jargons. So in the world of knowledge, your language is jargon to an uninitiated soul, which you call foolishness. That's why you go see God talking about the length, the breadth, the height, the depth, dimensions. That doesn't make sense. Say, can't love otherwise. The kingdom can unlock the length, breadth, height to unlock. That you may compare with all the same. What is this? So it's when you walk, move to their world, you know there's actually length and breadth. You know there are dimensions there. But when you're uninitiated, you just think, So though other epistles try to simply say them, but let me tell you, Paul had the wisdom of it. Simply say them. For example, all that Paul was talking about, Peter summarized it. When you look at that chapter 1 of 2 Peter, he summarized it there. Add to your faith. Let's see that, please. And beside all this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Virtue, and virtue what? Knowledge. Knowledge what? Temperance what? Patience. And patience what? Godliness. And to what again? And to brotherly kindness what? That is all in the epistle of Paul. All you see in other episode, that's all you see there. So, and in that summary, beautiful work. But obviously, in that way, it's a pointer as you go back to the content. You don't just get it and say, yes, I already know. You say, okay, virtue, what is virtue? Okay, patience, Suru ni suru, okay, manu suru. Hey, boys, I can make gospel difficult. Are you a little boy? What I'm saying is this one. The person called Christ is an invisible being. The spirit being from God's world. That is the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. It's a rich being. It's not simple. If you stay in the simplicity, you will stay in the flesh. And the meaning is this one. When you stay there, you will be blind. You won't see far. Then you will deny the kingdom. You will deny the kingdom. I said you deny the reality of the kingdom. I'm not saying just say I did it job alone. That is not of God. And seeing a reality that is ahead of you for entrance. And that's seeing kingdom. If you are not looking for entrance, then you are not seeing the kingdom. Once you are seeing them that you want to enter into it, then you are saying something. That language is still a religious language. Hallelujah. So, though it was simply summarized, and that was all, because Peter now learned it, understood it, and brought it up in a simple language. You know that he didn't have, Peter didn't really have, it's not somebody who has that background of language. He's a fisherman. He's a fisherman. But he knows what he's seeing. And he can label it. That's a lot of breakthrough in any way. For a fisherman to write those epistles. That's a lot. So I'm always saying that. So all is summarized there is Christ. But in the transaction of how so can get it, how so can relate with it, how so can see it, obey it, respond to it. That will require you to go with Paul a little bit to understand the nature of soul. And our soul is trained to learn, like we've been saying on Sunday, that we can come to learning world and you begin learning and you didn't end up. Or if you learn and you don't get to commandments, you didn't learn through. You didn't get to a place where you love commandments. We did a work in over there. So I was talking with the engineer today and I was saying, we want to work there to be hasty because of resumption of schools, all of that. I was saying, that thing, we can't touch it on this 27 days, at least 27 days. At 27 days, it should have kicked off. So I was saying, is there anything we can do to, I said, no, you can, there's nothing we can do about that. It's statutory. It's only that maybe by Thursday, I can come and see some place that is not a stressful place. I can remove some bamboo there, but in terms of the structure, we can drop. Now, there's no persuasion you give that will change his conviction because of the principles he understood about that thing. For you, 2 days, you don't make a problem. Oh, baby. 2 days or not, only they can go back. Oh, till late. Can it late? Can it? People will buy. Oh, baby. What they study in terms of strength and stress and all of that of engineering building has told them when that thing will get done. Just so you know your own soup and you're cooking your soup and you know when the thing is done. You know when the head is no more moving. You cover the okra and you open it. You say it's done. But Momo, I say, and 2 minutes. No, 2 minutes here now. Something has been done. And those days, my own mother will remove it. It won't touch it. We cover it by the side for it to set. And doing that does something to that thing. When they want to make it, it's ikoko. You know, ikoko ni. It's ikoko. They can pour it to pot later on, but they will make it ikoko first. But when they warm with ikoko for 94 year old day, it doesn't go cold. So this it doesn't spoil because it doesn't go cold. It's always reduce to a point and stay there. A little bit warm. That's why they can just take a bath. Tutu. Just move from any time. It's never cold. Say amen. And so these are local wisdom that people have used to trap souls. And so when you marry a boy from that woman, it will take a long time for that boy to adjust your food. Ah, sweetheart, we'll try best me now. Yeah, yeah. Sweetheart, I try. He needs love to stay with that food. Because every time he's remembering, Hallelujah. Amen. Are you in the house with him, please? And so that is exactly so when you see people like Paul, when he sees people's problem in the gospel, he knows what should be done. It's a wisdom. He knows where that person is. He knows his problem. And knows what he should hear to move from the place. Yeah, that's why I could meet people like Onesimus. Fraudulent. Stole from his master, took his heel. And the fish carried him from his running and delivered him to Paul. And Paul said, that same boy that was on is now profitable. Not only to me, to you also. So it's not something made just for my own assessment. Unless someone is profitable, anybody. And it's my joy to return back to you. So I can taste this soup. So you can see the effect of the gospel in the life of everyone. That the gospel is sweet in any soul. Say amen. So God took time with the apostles before Christ showed himself more, until he fully showed himself completely to Paul as the Christ. Paul was the vessel that Jesus used to actually unveil himself now in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Such a way that when he started preaching Christ, those who have known Christ in the flesh agree. That it is the same Christ we were in the flesh. That this man was. Though at this wisdom, show little by nanny. But in their heart, they knew that it's the same Christ. It's like you have been studying the Mass before. And you enjoyed the Mass. Now somebody came and moved it to another level. You know that it's a continuation of the Mass we're serving. Yeah. You know it. But, So they had that confirmation, and that's why Peter had to agree among the apostles that this message is correct. That is to say that without Jesus showing himself, which is a sign that the churches were obeying commandments. So if the church were not obeying commandments from faith, it won't show more of himself. So someone like Paul is a keeper. You will see his writings there. After his writings there, we lay commandments. In all the epistles, he will lay commandments. But that is us, how they receive the gospel. Having learned all of these things now, this is the expectation of a lifestyle. So it's not free knowledge of what you know. It delivers to you what you should do. Say amen, please. Amen. Let me say this, that I think I said on Sunday, that what delivers life, is commandment. Or where life is delivered. There's journey to life. In our learning, we journey to life. But where life is actually confirmed is among those who do commandment. And that's where actually spirits react most. Anytime you find, for the people of Israel, they love the law. And they told God, with everything I said, we do. But they failed at the point of doing all the commandments. Because many of them were, they found or they condemned grievous. I will give an example. In this, in the, there are plenty of them you find in the law. I'm saying, amen. I think it should be in Jeremiah. Jeremiah touched something. God was talking through Jeremiah there to Israel concerning the release of their brethren after the 7th year of service. It's called year of release. Are you here? I just made an example. It's called year of release. That's it. Anybody who is, who you, either you bought it or you are staying with your name, with your, maybe you borrowed the parents' money and couldn't pay and gave you a son to go and serve you. On the 7th year, you must release him. It's called the year of release. And you know, in those days, the more servants you have, the stronger your kingdom and whatever is. As our parents say, we have 6 wives. I have 28 children. Uh-huh. It's, the children, it's not just children, it's bulldozer. It's workers. So when you move 27 children to your farm, so it's free labor. Now, somebody told me this is the Aye Omo. Is that we have finished Aye Baba? One of my staff in those days, sir, yeah, Reverend, Adik Pare Aye Baba, Aye Omo Lawa. I call on Jack, Koge Aye Omo Kuru. How are you? You know the meaning of that one? In our days, we serve our fathers. We serve from childhood. Once you can walk, there must be a work you can do in the house. When you can call melon, come move melon, there's a job you can do. Once you start walking, and that's how you will walk to your Mario. Or you leave the house. So, you know, the story was that his boy came home, collected some money to go to school. They now fought, there was a riot in school. So he heard that the school has been closed. So he was disturbed and was calling the boy from school. The guy was, first of all, answering him. At the point, he just off the set. So he was trying to get across to him. He was so worried. Try everywhere. He was not getting to him. Already, super boy. Close. Am I a baby? Hold the switch of phone. He couldn't sleep. On the next morning, he just called. Daddy, I've come to Akure. I'm coming home. Ha. Since yesterday, I've been calling you. Daddy, make sure Monday. So the man was in school, say, Reverend, are you on my lawa? But God should shorten the are you on my lawa? Oh, yeah, my better. So when the guy came back home, I think he branched in Akura and bought somewhere. He just got some money from home. So when he appeared in the house, he was just appear kitted. Oh, me the law. So, Michael of Christ, who is time and that money? They know they feel for you. Say, I can't forget. I was just laughing. I said, yeah. Hallelujah. So imagine when you buy a slave. So there's every attempt for you to buy. So there's no amount of change you can have that's enough. So you need to buy slave and all of that. So at the end of 7 years, let ye go every man's brother, an Hebrew, which has been sold. This is commandment. It's not advice. The Sabbath year of release, the Sabbath year of release, or 70 years also of leaving the land, is commandment. After you have sown on the land for 7 years, 6 years, 7 years, let the land rest. They are all commandments with blessings. That was what all the prosperity of the nation was hanging on. So you can't do some of them and leave some of them. It's like it's their national constitution that is well policed by God. So all the book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. It's all to prepare your mind for obedience. So when you get to those points, you understand. Okay, that it's not a matter of it's not you like you don't like it. So this is Jeremiah 1:34. At the end of the seven years, let ye go every man his brother and Hebrew, which has been sold unto thee, and which when he had served thee 6 years, thou shalt let him go free from thee. But your fathers acted not unto me, or acted not to my commandments. That's the meaning of it. My voice. Neither inclined their ear. So they already fail from hearing. Maybe they heard about that one, they didn't like that, so they didn't incline their ear. And sometimes that must also start some, we start teaching some things, you're just you only shut down your hair. Not knowing that your future is hanging on this matter. Your future in the gospel. The promise of God's life will be a mirage without it. And in any way, you know, for a long time, the church has not really, I was just thinking about it, the church for a long time has not seen the promise of life as a reason for obedience. You understand now? It has not been. It has much been around, maybe you're going to make heaven, which is an holiness creed, or you need to do them for your prosperity, so you have keys to prosperity, all of that. It's not because we are we have the intention to inherit a life. I don't know how we got to lose sight of this. So everything in the scriptures, I think Peter was talking about, why should you deal with your wife according to knowledge? Deal with them according to knowledge. For their weaker vessels. So your prayers may not be hindered. Can you see? Dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto weaker vessels, as they has been heirs together of the grace of life. So for them in the apostolic, the life inheritance was a major. I don't know exactly. If it's breakthrough, there are many things you may not do and still have breakthrough. You can do one thing, have breakthrough. You can sow a seed at a certain time of a major need, sow just one seed and open door. But you can't do one thing and open to the world, open the door of life. There's no one thing. That young man came to Jesus and said, one thing should I do? Jesus laughed. That's how they, in the other system, that's how they happen. One thing, they would know, the key, one thing. What one thing should I do? I don't know how this guy also came to hear from Jesus, eternal life message. That boy, I'm sure he has been many meetings of Jesus. And he has inclination of hearing than an average person. to zero Jesus' teaching as inheriting eternal life. Because it's not that everything that Jesus teach eternal life. No. There are many things he teaches, kingdom, all of that. So how he summarized it, to not all about Jesus' teaching is to inherit eternal life, it's a brilliant work. It's a brilliant work. I'm not sure at the time that this man was talking about this, that even the apostles knew about it. But they were still asking for who will be most superior in the kingdom. Who will be the greatest? Fast guy. But the doorway is looking at this is one thing. So just knew that, okay, the way to help these guys, go to the law. No, that the law is not one thing. It's many things. He came back, everything. He saw the law, everything they have done. You just need, just not true. If you have done everything, so if you have done it, then your life will mean nothing to you. Then go and sell all you have. Go and give to the poor. Then come and take a crown from me. It was sad. Jesus knew he has not done the law. If he's arguing with him, the guy will be without argument. He just told, okay, you have done the law. Okay, no problem. So when you finish the law, then all your heart is the Lord thy God. Yes. He's the Lord thy God. What does the Lord require of thee? To walk humbly, to do justly, to walk humbly with thy God. The guy left sad. He was sad. So, really, I said, Lord Jesus, we got a lot of mercy, truly speaking, in the generation where we got a lot of mercy for heaven to restore the emphasis of the promise of life. I'm telling you. We found, because you will do many things in the Bible. It won't say amount to one thing. You will pray for anointing. You will do evangelism. You do many things. It's not... It's not sit towards the life. You know, those things, what the Lord said to me is that, he said, you will never preach anything accurate without the promise of life in view. There's nothing of me you will preach accurate without the promise of life in view. That should be around 1997, 1998. You know, well, before then, we're going to have a program in church. It's a yearly program, you know, called the Power Conference. So, the theme that year was From Glory to Glory. And for the first time, our overseer was going to bring one of us to preach. Normally, it's mostly most fathers of faith that comes around and preach. So that year, I was going to preach. And just before that time, God began to talk to me about the promise of life. Eternal life, eternal life, eternal life. So, when I was trusting God for that meeting, I said, what exactly is about this? God just take me back to Romans chapter 2. For those who by patient continuance and well done seek for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life. So God said to me that what can define glory is eternal life. What can define true honor is eternal life. What can define true immortality is eternal life. So glory, honor, and immortality is the constitution of eternal life. So I thought that year, eternal life for glory, eternal life for honor, eternal life for immortality. It was another time entirely. Not we have not gathered much knowledge this way, But it was like a type of download of heaven to us on the way forward. And God said to me, said, in the days we are going ahead, that is going to be the way to preach me. And also, when I talk about this, it's like you are trying to enforce your message on us. I said, this is what God said to me. It's as clear as the dawn. It's like, as if I'm seeing the scripture for the first time, that all of the Bible is for life. Because then I saw Titus 1. God who cannot lie. What promise for the first time? What God had promised before the world began is eternal life. So, by 2000, I was too sure that is the way to go. I was too sure. And that was how we have Eternal Life Embassy. In the midst of that, God showed me and said, eternal life is in phases. I didn't know the meaning of those things. But it's the full eternal life. Glory, honor, immortality is full eternal life. That's how we come about full manifestation of eternal life. I believe that something kissed the earth that day. Yeah. Something happened on the earth. Something rubble on the earth. Because I know that it was not man. It's God. I have never read that in a book before. I've never read movement of church in that area as never. So it was not something gotten from somebody's message or past teaching or past. It was heaven just rubble on the earth. I tell you, it's mercy. And all we can thank God for is the spread of it. Say amen. It's the spread of it. It's the spread, the fact that God is going to raise many more apostles to enforce it. Yes. Many more apostles are going to arise. Not only 11K, many more apostles will arise and enforce it. Because that is the way forward for the church. We'll be wasting much energy in arguments, in discussion, without the hope of that promise. Say amen. So what I'm just saying is that sometimes God can choose a man to do a thing. He won't look, ask for your permission. And if you feel, why should it be that man? Then you can go and keep for the next 1,000 years. God's choice is, God choosing Paul is specific. During the day of Paul, the old churches did not really agree with Paul. In the next writing, it's as if, in those days, everywhere is Paul. No. Some places just step up. Don't come near here. And some of them, who were churches of Paul and the apostles of and John, some guys stood there and became and mount walls, such as Diotrephes. So it's not issue of popularity. It's what will remain. Am I in the house with you, please? What will remain? One thing I just feel in my heart is that as much as we should push into writing, we do that. Not only because everybody will read it, but it can be the fire for revival, for a seeking heart in days to come. When there's going to be famine on the earth, there will be thirst on the earth, when there will be generation that will be saying, Jesus, is this all you have done on the earth here? They will stumble on materials. And they say, why did our father not see those things in their days? Just like people in America in the days of Austin Parks, who did not know Austin Parks existed. Do you know an amazing thing? Sorry to say this. It was the same time of Ken Hagin in the U.S. that Austin Parks also was in the U.S. The same season. For you to see exactly. That's why we can't use church acceptance to determine how pure or how whatever we are doing is. We cannot. Also, Spire was teaching more on the completeness. While Kenegin was doing much more of hewing back the milk, which was essential at that time. But milk was needed to enter to completeness. And so, church can queue behind one person. I'm ignorant. I'm spark. All of them are all relevant. A generation will come that will hear all their materials and do better. Journey with God. I have assessed the materials of all those fathers and I know the content of what they deliver. And today, I can see all the supply as more of a whole. We must not be a party people. No, we must not be that way. Or else, we will lose. Because of God, we go on. And those who have been barred from those things will lose at the end of the days. Say, hey, man, I don't know why I'm going to all of that. Maybe they are essential to be said.
Natalia Nana Sia Siat. Mahatia Sia Siat. Amahatia Sia Siat. Oae Mahatu Satina. It revisited the Nabia two bodies. A gratu Mahatu raise the other bodies. It receives the other bodies. Mahatus Bakavan has ready.
Seven vasta, livasta. Vina past, van tells to vini past time. Ruaska van tells to the acas, tevini cas. Bring in your host, I'm torn, and I'm in your frost, eligam frost, eligin in your train, heli host, evan, estohan, evant.
Thank you. This can you help us, please?
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For you are in a season where the promise of life is the utmost agenda in the heart of Jesus.
Yeah.
For you to attain to the promise of life is that which is foremost in the heart of Jesus. And so do not say, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos. But you see, all things are yours.
Yeah.
For me that worketh mightily in Paul is he that worketh mightily in Apollos. For to bring you into the promise that they all custode, they must all empty even their oil into the garner of life. They must haul. So in this season, I am opening your eyes to see that the works of men must gender to making men see the hope of life.
Yeah.
And how to attain to the promise of life. That is utmost in my heart. That is utmost in my heart. That is that which I raise men for. I raise men to prepare men for journey. I raise men to prepare the church for journey. And as you journey with them, you must see me. You must see me. I am that which must be seen. I am the one that must be seen in dispensing my life.
Yeah.
In dispensing my life for all are yours. All are yours. All of these men are yours.
Yeah.
They are yours. I give them to you for your journey. I give them to supply oil for your journey. I give them as gift for you to come to me. And they in themselves are not the hope. They in themselves are not the promise.
Yeah.
I am the promise.
Yeah.
I am the promise. And I am opening your eyes to see the various parts, the various supply that will eventually bring you to the promise.
Yeah.
Oh, continue. Set me ahead of you. Set the promise ahead of you. Set the life ahead of you. And let order be a supply. Let them be a guide. Let them give you supply. Even supply in teaching, in messages.
Yeah.
That will help you in coming to fulfill, in
yeah.
coming to actualize
yeah.
the promise of life.
Yeah.
See you the Spirit.
Amen. 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 So God's commitment in the days we are in again is that we will come into the promise of life. That is why he raised apostles and prophets. And he gave them, can you see, he gave them commandments. He didn't give one person, gave them. I was talking about the commandment that God gave to Israel. Okay, that Jeremiah 34. 34. Okay. So God commanded that 70 years he must go free. But the fathers here did not hearken to that commandment, like to several others like that. You know, in the days of but then get to the day of Malachi, they have tampered with the commandment of Levi. There are other things about the law that they do very well. But just look at certain part of it, either from the Levi themselves, and they compromised it. And you shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. So when God gave them the commandment of tithing, it was ordained for life. My covenant was with him of life and peace. I gave them to him. Can you see that? That's why they have to give the tithe to Levi. I gave them to him, for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. That's why they must put all their tithes to Levi. And everything about their prosperity and security is tied to that. So you can't just go and pray and say, Lord, secure me. I want your protection. When you are breaking the commandment. Lord, please help my child. Everything about provision has been tied to it. Because it's not about about what you're going to get. It's about the journey forward. So God tied their benefits to that journey. Sometimes when they ignore God's calling and warning, it will let them be scattered. That's the worst thing we do to them. And that will have caused their land not to bring forth rain, or just to caution them. And they are not going to, they are hardened. Then it will let them be colonized. And that nation will come and take them. Say amen. I like this. There's an emphasis that God brought to them. You know, in 35 of that place, are you there, please, with me? Say amen. Look, 33 says, verse 6 says, behold, I will bring it earth and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. So, listen to me. What does earth and cure have to do with peace and truth? If you say, I will cure them, I will bring them earth and cure, okay? And will reveal unto them the abundance of peace. And I'll cause the captivity of Judah and captivity of Israel to return. So it means there's something they did not do while God gave them up to captivity, right? Are you with me in the house, please? So when you get to 16, if you read down there, you're going to say, in those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith it shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. So the day is going to come, it's going to be the Lord our righteousness. So we're going to subsume all our righteousness under the Lord. So then we'll do all he commands. Amen. Say amen. We won't have any strength of ourselves. We won't have anything of ourselves that we're trusting in. We will trust completely in the Lord. In that day will be our righteousness. We won't have anything of ourselves to boast of. It will be what the Lord shows that will be our boast. Hallelujah. You know, for example, if it has to do with something it has to do with money, for example, some of us, without obeying the commandment of God, we will prosper financially. Some of us are blessed with enough brain, enough understanding to business, and we'll make it. So, if it's about a life experience, like people will say that, are they not, you tithe for prosperity? What of Dangote? Does it tithe to prosper? If tithe is meant for financial prosperity, those ungodly men who prosper, they tithe. So why God would put it in their system is to tie them to the commandment. Yeah. Not because as an individual alone, they can't prosper without doing those commandments. But since they have a future, your future is not that good future. Yes, sir. So the means of your well-being is not its own means. So when I'm calling my hands, I say, oh, you guys, all you guys. Like, see, there are people who doesn't know what to do in church and they do, they make it. Yes. But they are, our hand is not the same. Yes. It's not the same. My hand is not having good money. No, my hand is not, it's not having good business. My hand is not those things that are core results here. My hand is life. And you need to be in God to know what is called life. But because you don't know it. So when you don't have money, say, what is not life to you? What is not life? Is this one life? Because you don't know what is called life. Now I know without money, I still have life. The promise of life is still sure without money in your pocket. Oh my. Are you here tonight? Are you being blessed at all? So God put their safety, everything under that place. My interest there actually is in 35. God said to Jeremiah, I want instead to learn about this matter, how important this thing is to me. In 35, God said to them, to Jeremiah, go and call the children of Rechab. Take them to the temple. In that corner of the temple. Don't go and meet them in their house. And tell them that present wine for them to drink. That's a prophet. So that they will know that it's an holy wine. Take them to the temple. Give them wine to drink. And Jeremiah did that. And took them to the temple. Maybe invited them or whatever there. And presented wine to the holy place. And said to them, verse 5, and I said before the sons of the house of Rechabite, pots are full of wine and cups. And I said to them, drink ye wine. This is the holy wine. But they said, will we drink no wine? For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build houses nor sow seed. Difficult. Law. Nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days, you shall dwell in tents. It means that they will tent animals. That ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. That you may live many days. So you are going to be dana-dana. And that's the way. I know when you are dana-dana, you spread. Without calling for attention. They say they don't have a house. Meanwhile, they have owned the old land. What's Fulani doing today in Nigeria? Fulani don't have farm. But they own the land. So the man told them, for you to live in this land, he gave them commandment by this. If you keep it, you will live. Nobody will remove from this land. So a promise was tied to the commandment. They will give, the government will give incentive for agriculture. New tractors, new grain, you won't collect. Improved seed for harvest, you won't collect. But their father has seen ahead to the law that will make them own the land. No wine. So nothing one day will make you stumble into this area. What is going on? What is going on? We can sow seed now. Nothing wrong with sowing seed. Because we are drunk. So you put there, no, your mouth must not, you and your sons forever. See verse 8. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he, in all, not in some, in all that he charged us. So, ikure, we have obeyed. To drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters. Not to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. But we have dwelling tents and have obeyed and done according to I mark him and place. So every life has all his commandments, okay? And obeyed and done all that Jonadab our fathers commanded us. Are you there with me? But it came to pass when Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came up in the land, and we said, come and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. That's why we dwell at Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words? Say the Lord. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his son not to drink wine and performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up unto you, saying, return ye now, every man, from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearken unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But these people have not hearkened unto me. 18. And Jeremiah said unto the house of Rechabite, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab, your father, and have kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he had commanded, therefore, come and say, therefore. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Now, this is God interrupting what he has to do, which has to do with the house of David. God is connecting us of Jonadab now, connecting them to what he has to do in the promise of God for David's house. Because a value system of God was observed by people. You know why I'm in this place? I want us to value commandments. Yes, sir. Listen to me. When we don't get there, we don't know what we are doing. If you hear, love your wife. If your heart is not burning on how to keep it, if you're not waking up every day, your heart says, Jesus, how should I love this woman? Even with her behavior. It's not one of those things you will say, no. Because life is tied to it. In the testament of Jesus Christ to man, life is tied to it. When it says, don't be bitter with your children. So you are going to learn righteousness to a point that there's nothing that boy will do. But later, after you have kept that commandment, 10 years later, you say, Father, thank you. I kept that commandment. I will have misbehaved from this boy. Because the life of that child is not in your hand. What will it become? It's not in your hand. If it's not able to write three, T-H-R-E-E. 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 We're going to say it. T-H-R-E-E. 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 And it's, as it takes his pap finish it, what do I call three? T-H-R-E-E-E. Well, that's the way your heads scatter. That same boy that cannot call THRE in 10 years' time, what he will start doing will amaze you. But meanwhile, he has made you to, he has caused you to stumble at commandment. You have missed life for many years. You couldn't enter in. Mugbadwa. Come, I told Mugbadwa. No. Those prayers you are praying does not mean that they won't put you under processes that will require you to obey commandments. So you will use those things to learn righteousness. Now you won't learn righteousness if you don't have those things. You won't learn righteousness. Then you just feel like hugging all of them. That one you just feel like you don't feel like hugging him too much. You. There are just two of them that makes you happy. You want to say, Daddy, you can just take one. It's always making you happy. They are watching you. They are watching your preferences. How you cannot prefer one to another. So this is not pleasing pastor. It's obedience to life. Because if you don't have access, you will be tired. To ba ni access, you will be tired. Christianity without journey is frustrating. It is access that gives you renewal, that strengthens your hope in the future. What you are saying, that's why Peter will say, even if you lack any of this, you are blind. And so you cannot see afar. So if you lack any of the commandments, you are not fulfilling any of the, it veils you. Because it is commandment that tells you you love God. I told you. So charity is not something you, it's not about yourself, it's God. You move from yourself to God. It's a sign, if you keep my commandments, then you love me. So you're going to get back to this matter on your own hands. See them one by one in the New Testament. And see commandments and instructions. Commandments and instructions. And you will stay there for understanding. Not just to want to use strength to obey it, for understanding. For life to be interpreted to you on them. That's the only way you will not regret in life. Oh, yes, there are plenty of regrets in life. He that has my commandment and keepeth them is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. He that loveth me. So it must be proof that you love Christ. And that proof is that you are able to respond to the commandments in spite of the situation. That's why, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, can you see? Shall tribulations or distress? So it means that these things cannot stop us from obeying commandment. Tribulation cannot be a prayer. Because you have entered into their love. You have entered into, it's not a thing for us anymore. And that's why, let me tell you one thing. That's when they know that you know. Now, let me say this. from the door of revelation. There's a way a mind has a sense of knowledge. If you've been in church here for 2 years, 3 years, there's a way your eyes now open to the Bible. Wow, wow. And you have an assumption that you know. But you don't know. You are acquainted. You don't know. Listen to me. That's why when anybody does not know things, you just have one revelation. One revelation. Because now you are open to the word. It's not you. That's the nature of soul, okay? It's not that you are trying to be, no, that's the way nature, that's why knowledge puffs up. You are not the one. That's knowledge. It's not you that's puff up. The knowledge puffs up. One revelation. When you get to some church services, you just feel like, take him out soon. Your ear has been sharpened to hear something brighter. You know what I'm saying? Coconut. It's not you. That is the way your soul has moved to its sphere, okay? Now, they don't yet count you a knower. You know the law. When you get to law, law is light. The law is light. Testimony is light. So when you have the law, understand the laws of Christ. You have the law of the new man, all of that. You know how the laws are, how the principles are to obey, not to disobey, to disobey, to serve, you know, to serve righteousness, to disobey unrighteousness, all of that. You know those laws. Are you know what I'm saying? It's light. It's another level of light. It's not you just have revelation. Now you know how they are supposed to, how the command responses your nature. You know your new man. You know your old soul nature. You know, like Paul was talking about, he was saying, you know, I see something inside of me. I see a law within me. Okay? Say, hey man, it's understanding laws. So now I know that when I wish to do it, I don't do it. It's not me that does not want to do it. There's something in me that doesn't want to do it. It doesn't make me an unbeliever. Huh? At the point of knowledge, if you don't do a thing that's right, you just say, but now you now know, understand those interplay of laws. Are you within the house, please? Yes, now, when you leave that place, you want to come to a place of judgment. Know how to judge between lights. Between lights. That's enough. So it's also light. Judgment is light, Abby. But you are already moving from light to light. What does light mean to soul? It's not the same. I think Proverbs says something. It said, the law is light. The commandment is lamp. Proverbs 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp. And the law is light. And the reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. So what they call the reproofs of instruction also is a light. They are the ways that life is expressed. So it means that, are you here? Yes, sir. So if you don't follow light to light to light to light to light to light to commandment, they don't agree that you know. And the devil does not know you, he does not believe you know. Or it can still cause you to slip to death. It's when you reach life that you are confirmed to have gained. You know what I'm saying now? So death can follow your process of learning. And he knows that he can still trap you because you are not finishing process to life. That's why one thing that triggers Satan most are those who do commandments. Now, 1 John. Are you here today, please? Thank you. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. So if a thing will convert soul, then it's taken of light. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise, the simple. So the testimony that will make wise is light. The statutes of the Lord are light, rejoicing the heart. It's light. It's light that rejoices the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening. So it's not just that you have light now, but enlightens. Kiri Yoruba enlightenment, Joe. But why Yoruba enlightenment? Oh, shini loju. It means that there's something you are not seeing yet. Ilana Olorun to o mu okan yo. Ase Olorun ni mima o nse imale oju. Enlightenment, it's that you are actually seeing now. Now you can be in school and not be enlightened. You can be having courses and not be enlightened. The sum total of the school system is to bring an enlightenment. They say, where you see now? You're not seeing with cost 201, what about 201? You're not seeing with B10 201. You're not seeing with EGL, whatever there. It's now that you are enlightened. And because you are enlightened, you are not just keeping your doer of commandments. You are not a practitioner. You are not a practitioner. You can't be bit out of the values. Nothing can bait you out of the value. It's that without this value, you can share. Because you know the ordination of that thing for life. Because you are enlightened. I thought about the day we put a building up in school over there. And a bricklayer that does good job was asked to do it. And he does it to whatever he has done, if he has done very well. But then my brother, an engineer, the engineer said, this house has no foundation. He said, We were here, we saw him dug the floor. The man said, this house has no foundation. They were there. We said, We were there, we saw this man dug. He said, I said there's no foundation here. I said, okay. He said, let's bring and open one of the base for me. How am I open a Kobachina that day? Because when he was digging that foundation, he was not mindful that they can still clear some soil around it. When they were going to level the place and do flooring, they have cleared some parts. So what looks as deep as this one has gone like this one. So when you want to dig, you dig that. There's nothing they can do in that place. You dig from the soil to the hard soil. Your building must stay on the hard soil. If it's 4 feet, if it's 6 feet. So today it's okay, let's just do something and give you how it looked like. When they dug the hole, my heart sunk. And they said they will pour cement in. I was seeing how much of money. So I'm going to dig like 32 of this one. Yeah. So, what I mean the plan? Let me show you something. I brought the plan. I said, see all these places? It is ours. From that day, my mind about building changed. So eyes, enlightenment. So if they, so the one they are doing now, when they dug a place like 6-7 feet, because the place is sloppy, he said the weight is going to rest on top of that place. He said, you buy iron of 50 mm. I said, 50, but back in the day, 50 mm. Hey, Joe. She had a double 20 mm. 20 mm. Why 50 mm? I'll be like 4. Why 20 mm, I'll be like 8. And say, yeah, low 80, yeah, y'all. Enlightenment. So when after you have been taught Christ, you should be enlightened. Nobody should be begging you on certain love commands. You should be looking for opportunity for mastery. Opportunity for mastery. Because you are looking for something. Those who are crowned with that life are not those who sit in their house. They are seekers.
with patient continuous with well doing, seek it for. Because the word above is the word of life. Well, my body, and to buy easy, no more better. Anybody. That's the word of the song. So, see this. Have you learned anything? Because they're not letting me go on it. That's why I'm staying like that. I want to move, but I felt that there something's holding me back. And I felt there must be a reason. I may not have known all of what I said now before we came in, but I just felt they want us to hold on there. So I was talking about First John chapter 2. Thank you. Verse 2 says, but this we know, that by this we know. Chapter 2. That's the verse 2. He is the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him. That's how we know those who, that's how we know they know us. We don't know us by those who talk it. All of us have things to say. They are all children of revelation, all of them. All of them. The churches, that church of the beginning time, they are all churches of revelation. There are churches where, Paul said, when you ought to be teachers, they are church members. So you need that somebody will teach you again. everybody in church will be teachers. In his bank, in his house, in his street, they are all teachers. Amen. I was just saying this today. I said, that's why very soon God is going to strengthen our outreach system. For many of you, you should have platform of outreaches here and there. You have something. You have known something. At a level you can say it, you already know some things. So very soon it will be outreach outlet. Because I said something on live news of today about the plot to depopulate Africa. To cut African population to half, and that's been scripted, finished. And one of the things they're going to do is to open Africa to a lot of drugs. And you know they have already done that in not children. All of those who you see are terrorists today are all under drug. All of them, they have finished them. After they have finished what they are doing now, they are useless. In that they kill them, they become mad. All those guys you are seeing are anigon. That they die. Or they kill them. Or they run mad. The plot is not only for the north. It's for the whole of Africa. But they can't withstand the rate of growth of Africa. The way it's going, in the next 40, 50 years, Africa will be three-fifths of the whole population. Year 2040, Nigeria is supposed to be 40 or 50, should be double this population. And we are leading in that area. I know we are leading. I think we are leading. Because 3, 4, 5 children, we are leading. So you have to make the old world more, the world will be more angry if they come and say children. Kill. Within 5 years. Say hey, man. We must give the devil a headache. You know what I'm saying? He must have time to think about and say, kill a problem. So one of the things that we're going to do is through drug. And that's why our outreach system to the environment was very strong. Our environment is not, even though they're not in their church, it's not enough to leave them. They will create the problem of anxiety. There will be as strong outreaches to schools. You know, schools now that are finishing O level. And they are doing new dances. After finishing work, they have not seen the result. Opani wa to a sober. To a sober to a carriage of eh. Physics near me, share that. I hear me. Physics near. Ah, VS. Go to VS. So the anxiety is already terrible, but there must be an outreach on many fronts that will get to those places. And God will help us to do that, okay? Many of them will not come here, but there's a sound of Jesus that will hear that will respond. And because you will be teachers. I'm not going to preach there. Pastor, listen, I'm not going to preach there. You are going to preach there. But my mom says that, but preaching does not mean that you already know. As you should know. So, those there, out there, many of those who know are those who do, who keep commandments. Hereby we do know that we know him. Not that we know church. Not that we know Christianity, that we know him. There's him. There's a person him that we should know. There's a Christ you know that does not allow you to think one thought without his value system ruling you. There's no thought of any sort that flatters your mind that does not pass through the circle system of the Christ law, Christ being. When you don't have a thought of your own self, by use, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's no desire. There's no attraction. There's nothing around you that does not pass through that via system. And by it passing through it, you have responded rightly by obeying commandments. That's how we do know that we know him. If we keep his commandments. That is why, say amen. So the commandment of, after the Christ commandment is serving one another. It's serving. It's that all of them is around serving. Are you still with me? First John, are you there? He that said, I know him. Can you see that place? So is that place making sense to you now? He that said, I know him. So actually, he knows, he has knowledge. He has a light. And he feels he knows him. But keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar. So it means that nobody can quickly say, I know him. But it's not keeping some commandments, it's keeping all the commandments. And it's not keeping some. There's a way sin and death roll around your mind system. Sin will know that you know him. Because it's not able to complete it won't complete circle in you. You know, all anti-malaria drugs are designed to target through the life cycle of a mosquito. I think you know that. That's it. All drugs are meant to target on a stage. So it's not able to complete his circle. What makes him alive is his circle. From this state to this state, you are sitting that way. It's going on your body. And you are sitting, you are doing your own, you don't know anything, but it's going on. As long as nothing counter the circle, it lives its effect in your body. Even if you don't feel malaria today, very soon, under any small stress, you feel it. Because the circle has always been going on there. Nothing tampers with it. So what commandment does it eats circles. Doesn't allow flesh to complete its program. If it escapes law, no problem. If it escapes this, no problem. When God, whatever it escapes, like he talked about, if the son of Elijah, if it escapes Asahel, it won't escape Jehu. It won't escape Elisha. Sometimes they escape a stage. But the place has been designed to eat it up. They come to pass that him that escaped sort of Azai shall not shall Jehu slay. And him that escaped from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. So that's how they mount the things in the program of light. So that's how they know. Say amen. So Peter has to put it there. We have to put diligence. Diligence, it's not diligence or nothing. Diligence in this procedure. To ensure that we are making progress that we understand with. I'm saying now, you should know your problem. When you're having problems, you should know it. And keep on praying for grace and light to visit you on that area. You should not let it be and just feel like along the don't along the line though. Some flesh does not dissolve easily, very stubborn flesh. If you're a man who just like his own, if it's not your own, you won't be happy. It has to be your own. If it's your own, there's a way it still arouses within your body. It doesn't go easily. It'll be your own child. It'll be your own car. It'll be your own business. It'll be your own. You can drive somebody all the other folks' car and drive him. When it's your own car, you just do as if you are driving. But we went to the garage. But what, the day you bought your home, just become very careful. In the soul, the flesh. Somebody will enter your car and slam the edge or the edge. Or. But old man slam on that book. Flesh. Flesh must die. So you must see the tables that kill him. There are tables when he gets to. So move him from table to table. Run and dry. Say amen. You will see that at the end of the day, it is those who keep God's commandment that dragons hate most. You see? If you escape, once you keep commandment of Christ and see you escape it, once you move to the word of the Father, and so you keep it, reach to commandment keeping, dragon will show his head. Or he knows that you are about finishing your course. We'll go on this place very soon, okay, when we have the chance to meet again. Are you blessed tonight? Yes, let's appreciate the Lord and give thanks to him. Let's appreciate him. Lord, we thank you. We'll give praise to you today.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.